I'm Petty Officer Andrew Eder. On this edition of the AFN Naples Report, Houthi attacks in the Red Sea, and Ford Carrier Strike Group redeploys to home port. U.S. Navy helicopters returned fire and sank three small boats carrying Houthi militants in the Red Sea on December 31st, after the U.S. warships responded to a distress call from a merchant vessel. A container ship, the Singapore-flagged Hangzhou, issued a distress call at about 6:30 a.m. local time. The merchant vessel said four small boats were attacking it. Helicopters from the USS Eisenhower and the USS Gravely responded and issued verbal calls to the small boats. While the helicopters were in the process of issuing verbal calls to the small boats fired upon the U.S. helicopters with crew-served weapons and small arms. Service members aboard the helicopters returned fire and sank three of the four small boats, killing the crews. The fourth boat fled the area. In a statement, the Houthis said they lost 10 group members after the U.S. forces fired on their vessels, referring to the engagement as, quote, dangerous behavior that will have negative repercussions, unquote. Immediately following Hamas's brutal attack on Israel, the USS Gerald R. Ford Carrier Strike Group was ordered to the Eastern Mediterranean to contribute to regional defense and deterrence. In the coming days, the USS Gerald R. Ford Carrier Strike Group will redeploy to its home port as scheduled to prepare for future deployments. The Department of Defense continually evaluates force posture globally and will retain extensive capability both in the Mediterranean and across the Middle East. This includes the current deployment of the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower Carrier Strike Group to the Middle East, as well as the deployment of additional cruisers and destroyers in the Mediterranean and Middle East. For more on the Ford, you can visit c6f.navy.mil. And for more on the Houthi attacks, you can visit centcom.mil. That's the AFN Naples Report. I'm Petty Officer Andrew Eder.